10 years ago today, British soccer great Sir Stanley Matthews died just 35 years after he played his last game. He was 85. That's right. He played for Blackpool and Stoke City until he was 50 years old. He played for 34 seasons. And at age 47, he was voted Player of the Year. Sir Stanley had one regret. I retired too early. Let's play Oddball. Oh, man, more Olympics. Where's the friggin' hockey? Sorry. We begin in the Harz Mountains near Braunlage in Germany. Harz Mountain, like the bird seed? This is non-Olympic topless downhill sledding. We've used the entire 2010 blurring budget to bring you this video. 15 men, 15 women wearing only shoes, a hat, and tighty-whities riding sleds down the snowy mountain this weekend. This is the second annual topless toboggan race. 14,000 spectators turned out to see this event live. They were expecting like 200. As for the results, spoiler alert, cover your ears, but keep watching. A guy named Christian won the first prize and took home the novelty check. This well-fed older gentleman with a ridiculous mustache to match his ridiculous hat finished out of the money. The restaurant in downtown Sao Paulo, Brazil, where today's special is brick oven pizza topped with dirty burglar's feet. Dirty burglar's feet. This unnamed 19-year-old man was attempting to enter the store during non-business hours when he became wedged in the chimney of the restaurant's brick oven. The would-be robber was heard moaning by neighbors who called the police. Should thank his lucky stars they didn't call the tickle monster. Okay. Attempts to yank the man out of the oven failed, so police had to bust him out. And here come the sledgehammers. The half-naked perp. Ow. Ow. The half-naked perp was arrested on attempted burglary charges and banned from next year's topless sled racing in Germany. Finally, it's a shirtless trifecta. The man in the hood is trying to stick up Clem's gas station in Manchester, New Hampshire. The crook asked for all the money in the register. What he didn't bargain for was some heroics from a cashier named Cashman, Bill Cashman.
My response was to try and pin him till the cops got there. So I grabbed him and pulled him towards me, and he managed to wiggle out of his shirt and get away from me.
He was wearing a shirt. A black shirt. When his yellow belly exposed, the perp slinked out the door with $45 and some M&Ms, while cashier Cashman had the perp's sweatshirt, his cell phone, and, of course, his sacred pride.